This one's for anyone who's ever sat across from someone they love, smiled, nodded, and quietly thought, "This is not how I would have handled that," and then immediately judged yourself for thinking it. Loving people gets a lot trickier when their choices rub up against our convictions, especially when you care deeply, but your inner monologue is one long, uncomfortable wince. And now you're stuck in the slow dance of wanting to love well while trying not to cringe too loudly on the inside. You know the moment. Someone opens up to you about a big life decision. They're excited, looking for your support, while your brain is screaming, "Wait, you did what?" You want to stay connected, but everything in you is trying to figure out how to love them without accidentally endorsing something you're not okay with. This is messy advice for people who care, for anyone trying to stretch far enough to hold grace and honesty without pulling something. I'm Johan on the Edge of Helpful, walking the thin line between faithfulness and passive-aggressive silence. Today's question is the kind of question that gets under your skin in a good way. Let's get right into it. There are people I care about who are making choices I really don't agree with. I don't want to ghost them, but I also don't want to pretend that I'm fine with everything. How do I love them without compromising my beliefs or damaging the relationship? Hey, if you've ever wrestled with loving someone in real life while disagreeing with their life choices, this episode's for you, and you've probably had teenage children at some point in your life. A 2022 Angus Reid poll found that 71% of Canadians say they self-censor around people they care about, especially on moral, political, or spiritual topics, to avoid conflict. Turns out, a lot of us are doing emotional gymnastics just to keep peace. We're not avoiding people, we're avoiding the fallout of honesty. That doesn't mean we're dishonest, we're just exhausted by how hard honesty can be. But how do we stop avoiding and start loving honestly, without weaponizing our opinions or swallowing our convictions? Disagreeing with someone doesn't mean that you failed them. It means you're human. And in most cases, you can still bring banana bread without bringing a TED Talk. Because, let's be honest, no one's ever said, "Thank you for that unsolicited moral clarity," unless they're being sarcastic. Think of this scenario. Your cousin announces something big. Maybe it's a relationship, maybe a career path, a life shift, and everyone's celebrating around you. Meanwhile, you're in the corner, silently panicking about how to stay in their life without betraying your own values. You don't want to lie. You don't want to lecture. You love them. You really do. But the gap between what they need and what you believe is starting to feel like a canyon. You just want to love them well, but you're not sure what that even looks like anymore. That's a tough one to wrestle with. Let's take a look at what the Bible has to say.
Let's get biblical.
Matthew 26, right near the end of Jesus's life. So it's in the middle of the night. Jesus is praying in the garden, already feeling the weight of what's coming. And then here comes Judas, not with a confrontation, not with a sword, but with a kiss. Honestly, it's one of the most uncomfortable moments in all of Scripture. Judas is already fully committed to betrayal, and he chooses the most intimate gesture possible to do it. And what does Jesus say? "Friend, do what you came for." Let's be clear. Jesus knows exactly what's happening. He doesn't interrupt with outrage. He doesn't call down fire from heaven, even though that's something his disciples have wanted to see throughout Jesus' ministry. He doesn't drag Judas in front of the group for public rebuke. He calls him friend. And Jesus isn't one to be sarcastic. Now, I don't know about you, but I would not have gone with friend. I would have gone with something a little more pointed. "Really, Judas? Nice timing. Didn't see this coming. Except that I did." But Jesus, he stays present, honest, soft-spoken, devastatingly composed. He names what's real, but without tearing down the relationship in the process. That wasn't approval. That wasn't passive aggression. That was Jesus showing us how to love someone who's walking a path we cannot follow, without pretending, without performing, and without ghosting. That is what grace looks like when it costs something. Not the nice, filtered kind, but the kind that holds eye contact in the middle of heartbreak and still says friend. Grace doesn't mean ignoring what's hard. It just means choosing love even when it's complicated. You can love someone deeply and still hold boundaries. You can disagree and still show up. Love doesn't mean silence, and it doesn't mean control. It means presence. Steady, humble, honest, and anchored in something bigger than approval. So if you've been tiptoeing through truth and love, wondering if it's even possible to hold both, take heart. Loving well doesn't mean you always say the perfect thing. Sometimes it just means that you don't walk away. And hey, if you want to join the conversation of like-minded individuals asking these questions, join us on our Care Impact podcast group on Facebook. We'd love to hear how you're navigating these gray areas. And until next time, keep loving, keep laughing, and if you're wrestling with how to be honest and stay close, that's what real care looks like. Slightly awkward, deeply human, still holy. And always remember to stay curious.